Hello guys, welcome to another quick podcast, and today we're going to be answering the question of what are the main sticking points of guys at each level of day game: beginner, lower intermediate, intermediate and upper intermediate. Okay, so this is a podcast series that I want to do that's going to be quick and informative. It's going to be going into some detail on some smaller topics which I think deserve their time in the sun, hopefully giving you a perspective that you've not read or seen before. This is going to be about 10 to 15 minutes long. It's not going to be 10 minutes of upsells and updates on coaching at the very start, followed by 15 minutes of stretch content just to count as being a quote half an hour long podcast. And at the end of all these podcasts, I want to put together, you know, also I'll have hopefully a bank of content that you can sort of dig your teeth into. The disclaimer I'll give again, the start of this podcast, is that this is, well, actually this talks about guys at every level. So I suppose I don't need to give the disclaimer that it is just for beginners. Just for intermediates and above. Quick upsells before we begin. You can buy from me my books. I sell a memoir of my first year in day game, my texting guide, intermediate textbook, and a best of my blog book. I have a Patreon you can sign up for infields and exclusive Q&As. You can also hire me for coaching by call or infield. All the info is on thomascrownpua.com. You can also follow me on X at Crown Day Game. And if you feel like you have any, if you think you have any good ideas for this podcast series, then either send me a message via my website or on X. Okay, let's dive in then. What are the main sticking points at each level of day game? And what I've done with each level is given a bit of an analogy for football. So what kind of team would you be like if you were a guy at each of these levels? Just to help with the understanding. Okay, so beginners. Approach anxiety. This is the main sticking point of beginners. You know, it's the fear of speaking to women, the fear of rejection. In mystery method, you know, mystery says that it's an evolutionarily based problem. That point of, oh, if I get rejected, what's the rest of the tribe going to think? And then that fear has persisted throughout time and we still feel it today. In Day Game Mastery, Krauser gives a more self-esteem based reasoning for it, saying that getting rejected confirms that you have low value. I think both two sides of the same coin. Mystery's one is externally referenced and Krauser's one is internally referenced. But at the end of the day, you still feel fear going to talk to a girl. And that is going to be the main thing to overcome as a beginner in day game. So no surprises there. If you want help with your approach anxiety, then I recommend you listen to the Approach Anxiety podcast, also on this channel. And there's a post on my website as well, which just puts the podcast into text and fleshes it out a little bit more. So by graduating from the beginner stage, you will be like a defensive team who has all your players behind the ball and are hoping for a moment of huge luck. Like, let's say one of the opposing defenders tries to pass it back to the goalkeeper and the goalkeeper fluffs it and it goes straight in the net. Or they give away a silly penalty. Or they somehow get two or three players sent off. So as a beginner, you're pretty much just relying on getting quite lucky. Or having some amazing day where you have this incredible vibe and things just happen to go incredibly well for you. But it's definitely not happening because of skill. And as a beginner, you're pretty much just trying to get in front of the girl as often as you can. Now, lower intermediates, the big problem they have is generating attraction. So a lower intermediate, you know, he's reduced his AA to an unmanageable level. And hopefully he should have lucked his way into his first day game lay. Maybe, like I was saying, lots of luck, or the girl just happened to like him for him and slept with him in spite of his anti-game. Or that, he had that one day where he just held everything together for long enough that it worked. Now, the big problem, though, is for the lower intermediate is that once he's there, he can get in front of the girl, but he's still flailing. He can't produce the same results at all. It just still seems really random. Now, part of that is because his AA still persists. Like your AA doesn't just go away once you can reliably get in front of goals. It will continue throughout the set, stopping you from showing your true personality and giving, having and showing a good vibe, having fun with her. It will cloud your mind. It won't let you sort of access those creative parts of your mind to have fun with her verbally. And it's also going to make you scared of pushing your advantage. So one thing lower intermediates will do is a lot of their sets from quite a long distance, they won't try close proximity or touch her because he kind of wants to rest on his laurels a bit. Like that's the first downside of going through the beginner stage, is that you have actually achieved something and now you start asking yourself, well, how do I, like, should I just stop here? Because I could go one in 200 or 300 approaches, but all I have to do is mindlessly keep on putting myself in front of goals, and I don't have to take those rejections in the same way. Like, you can just flip stones and say, well, it wasn't the yes girl, rather than taking that rejection in the way of, oh, but I need to improve myself. So guys who are at this stage, of course, they just have to keep on approaching. And even through that part of diminishing returns, because you're coming closer to it. So for guys generating attraction, keep on approaching to reduce the AA. That will allow better parts of your personality to come through. But you're also going to need to actually put some work in to start pushing your advantage in set, coming in closer, touching her a little bit more, and also working on being more creative. You know, for some guys, they are already creative enough that they only need to reduce the AA to make their verbals will become less better because they're less nervous. But there are going to be some guys who are going to have to go down the kind of spectrum route of, like, I need to have 20 different memorized teases in my head, like the if X then Y solution. Okay, so the football analogy. By graduating from the lower intermediate phase, you will be a counter-attacking team. You know, you'll have a decent defense, but you won't be flailing just like a beginner, and you can spot an opportunity and then try pounce on it. But you're still relying on the girl making a mistake, in quotes, you know, or you're still relying on the girl liking you for you, or you seeing that opportunity to pounce on it. In fact, the biggest complaint of lower intermediates is that, why is it sometimes when I go and talk to a girl, it's really good and on, and sometimes it's like trying to get blood from a stone? And the reason is that they can't take the game to them, like we say in football. Okay, intermediates. Their big sticking point, their main one, is their unwillingness to identify and address their big problem. Now, when I say big problem, I say that with like capital B and capital P. And that is going to be usually beyond any kind of technical aspect of day game and dating. Like, what I would say is that an intermediate can reliably close the yes girls they come across. Of course, you know, barring logistical issues, and she has to be the right amount of available to sleep with her. But they have enough technical know-how that they can guide a girl from beginning to end of the process, and they should have gotten rid of their anti-game. So they're not actually doing any kind of actively unattractive things. But if they want to start pushing in to get more of the maybe girls, they're going to need to work on inner game, understanding who they are and how they came to be this way. And so it's less of the what do I do, you know, how do I, it's less of that what do I do to show attractive traits, and actually becoming that attractive man. So it's less about the doing and more about the becoming. Now, I have this, I believe that, you know, everything that's in our personality now will come from something in our genes or something that happened to us as a child or as an adolescent. So you want to try and think about your life and how the events in your life shaped who you are now. And you have to be brutally honest with yourself. You have to think, okay, what really is wrong with me that I need to fix? For example, like some big problems that come to mind would be, some guys are eager to reject the girl before she rejects him. He might have anger towards women, or anger in general. I mean, usually that's anger towards himself. They might be chronically impatient, which is kind of similar, but about rejecting the girl before she rejects you. But and this was probably a big problem of, this was a big problem of mine, was impatience, was trying to rush things because rather than risking playing the more optimal but slightly slower game where it would give her more of a chance to reject me. Or might have this one: non-white day gamers can often have a fixation on race. You know, they say, I'm Asian, and they're hung up on being Asian. And the point I'm trying to make with all of these big problems is that they are still character flaws, but I'm not saying that being a certain race is a character flaw, but it is certainly things that are going to impact your real life results. But what you have to do is accept how the world is, or accept the way that you are, and then try to move through it that way. And of course, that's reducing, this isn't AA as such, but it's the things that are clouding your personality, stopping you from presenting a sort of clear, pure version of yourself at the beginning of the set. What I really encourage you to do is to be your own therapist. So like I was saying, looking back at trying to really think, what are the flaws in my character, and understanding where they came from in your life, and then also doing some basic things like personality tests. Big Five personality tests is good, Myers-Briggs is good, and trying to understand, of course, our personalities have a huge amount of facets to them, and these tests are very basic, but they at least let us help start to think about who we are. And I'd also recommend you look into psychology, especially attachment styles. Like, there are many guys in pickup who have an avoidant attachment style, which stops them from actually being vulnerable in front of the girl. And by vulnerable, what I mean is that rather than presenting the pickup avatar, presenting the you, the real you in your entirety, flaws and all, and her assessing your value based on those things, rather than on the sort of give it, take it away, cause a distance and push her away pickup mindset that would have come from back in the mystery method days. Okay, so by graduating from the intermediate phase, you will be a solid team who can attack and defend, you know, but you won't be winning the league. You know, you don't have that star talent. You don't have that moment of magic. But ultimately, you know, I love meeting new intermediates. You know, these are guys who have gone through so much hardship of day game, and it's just proof that if you can come out the other side, if you can reach this level, that you're going to be a cool guy. So intermediates, you know, they're the kind of teams who are just like solid, dependable, good guys, but they're lacking that moment of magic, which will take them from being good, proficient day gamers to great day gamers. So that is where the last stage comes in, upper intermediates. And the main sticking point, I think, now I say I think here because only so many guys will ever hit this level. So I can only speak from my beliefs and limited experience of meeting these guys, because they're very rare. So the main sticking point, I think, of upper intermediates is an unwillingness to let everything go. So at this stage, all of that technical aspect of game should have been absorbed in your muscle memory. You don't actively need to work to girls to get girls to like you. They just do. And this is perhaps the hardest in a game hurdle to overcome, is that you've done all this work, and now you need to know, okay, I am an inherently attractive man. You don't need to work to impress girls. You don't need to think about funny texts. You know, all these things will come out of you naturally. But also you think to yourself, yeah, but it doesn't really matter if I do those things, especially because I'm just an attractive guy. And of course, I mean that in terms of not just looks, but behaviors, vibe, all that stuff. One thing I would encourage guys to do to get out of this upper intermediate stage is the boring conversation challenge. And so what you do is you go and approach girls and you think, okay, I'm going to try and have the most boring conversation possible. And what you'll find is you'll still do very well with them. And then that will help you to know, okay, it's not me actively trying to impress them that gets them to like me now. It's just me, you know, the you with capital Y in your own entirety. What you can also do is go back through your lays and think, what actually got me that girl? And rather than thinking, oh, it's because I teased and challenged and blah, 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 really think about how it was you as a person who got that girl. And then at that point, you know, everything comes full circle with respect to advice for women. Just be yourself. Just be confident. Just say hello. And the football analogy of the guy who can go from upper intermediate to advanced, you know, he's capable of winning the league. He's great in defense, great in attack. And then even in those, and in those cases where he spots an opening, fully exploits it. He's got a player on his team who's capable of turning the game on its head, making something happen. When that team, when they win big. When they lose, it's by fine margins, and it never dents their confidence to win the next match. So I've gone over my 15-minute time limit, so I want to finish off with one last football analogy, because I like them. A beginner, and you can imagine it's when a player is stepping up to take a penalty kick. A beginner closes his eyes and just hopes that he hits the ball. An intermediate tries to hit the ball as hard and accurately as he possibly can into the top corner. And an advanced guy watches the goalkeeper's eyes, where his balance is, which way he'll go, and then calmly passes it into the other side of the net. All right, I hope you enjoyed that podcast.